At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
A warm and fuzzy blow. Welcome to Monty Las Vegas, the Cusca Soups with myself, Greg Hughes Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family, a podcast. We've got a great podcast for you guys. We're going to be joined in segment number two by Connor O. He does amazing work over at HXCBB. All the gentlemen at HXCBB do an incredible job taking a look at the game of college basketball. And we're going to get his thoughts on some of the NBA draft decisions that we have seen. We're going to be diving in as to what Gonzaga has to gain slash lose over the next 48 hours, as they did have one draft decision, Julian Strother, happen. He is going to be staying in the NBA draft. We're going to be diving in on that one, but certainly that was not too much of a shocker, but they've got a lot that is happening with them. And we saw a lot of news in the West Coast on Tuesday as Caleb Love, he decided that he is going to be playing for Arizona this upcoming season. We're going to get Connor's thoughts on that and just some of the teams that they've got a lot to gain. They've got a lot to lose for this upcoming season with these NBA draft decisions. So we're going to be talking all about that in segment number two. And in the final segment, going to be giving you guys a roundup as to all the news and notes we saw in college basketball on Tuesday. Certainly no shortage of them, as we saw a lot of players make their NBA draft decisions and a lot of guys sticking around as well. And it is going to be causing a little bit of a domino effect. These teams are going to be losing out on some of these NBA draft decisions. They're going to be looking to the transfer portal. And many of the guys that we were wondering if they were going to be staying in the draft or if they were going to be coming back to school or and just being in the portal, many of those guys are back, like Grant Nelson along with Ray J. Dennis. They are now in the portal, so there are big, giant targets to be had for these schools. So as one team strikes out, they look to go to the portal and hit a home run. So we've got a lot of that going on. We're going to tie up all those loose ends in segment number three in the final part of this podcast. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it's very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. That 5-star review. Certainly, we do have some murkiness with regards to the transfer portal, and I know that some of you guys have asked how to play the futures market right now. I actually did a nice segment with that with Rob Donaldson on the show that uploaded very early Monday, so 48 hours ago. If you missed that one, I encourage you guys to check that out just in case if you think there might be a little bit of value on futures as of right now. Personally, I don't think that there's necessarily a ton, especially with just some of these guys that are out there with NBA draft decisions, and I think that you've got a little bit more to lose than to gain at this point, but that's just my personal opinion. But we are certainly going to be seeing a lot of things sprung into action within the next few days, and it's something I've been talking about on this podcast. Once we get these NBA draft decisions, we're going to see a second wave of really transfer portal activity, and I think we're going to be seeing that relatively soon. And what we're going to be getting soon, as a matter of fact, within minutes on this podcast, is a great chat with Connor Hope. He does amazing work over at HXCBB. Let's not keep you guys waiting any further. Let's hit our first break and let's chat with Connor about these NBA draft decisions. What is all going to be lying ahead for Gonzaga and some of these guys out there in the portal that decide to pull out the NBA draft and how big of commodities they're going to be. That's up next right here on Cusco Soups with myself, Greg Hughes Peterson, now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
We're back to the Bumpy Las Vegas, the Jessica Seeps with myself, Greg Eeps Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and it is great to be joined by this man as Connor Hope. He does absolutely tremendous work over at HXCBB, taking a look at the great game of college basketball. I know that he's going to be playing a big hand, and a lot of their previews are going to be happening in the offseason, as he is one of the co-hosts of the HXCBB Hangout as well. That is the show slash podcast that they do. Along with him, you've got Brian Rolfe and Riley Davis, doing an amazing job on that front. And Connor, much like myself, doing a great job taking a look at all things West Coast college basketball and really the entirety of the game of college basketball. As you're able to follow Connor on Twitter at HoopsHopeCBB all together. And Connor, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. And Connor, we've seen a lot of NBA draft decisions over the last few days. And I know you're a graduate of Gonzaga. So I do have to ask you first, what were your thoughts on Julian Strother deciding that he is going to stay in the NBA draft? Because I feel like this one wasn't necessarily the biggest shocker in the world. I thought that Strother was going to be staying in the NBA draft, but no doubt about it, it would have been very impactful. And as of right now, I believe Malachi Smith is still on the borderline, and I feel like that was the biggest decision for the NBA draft decisions that Gonzaga was facing.
I mean, the fact that Mark Few went out and got Steele Venters to come in and essentially replace Julian Strother at the three. You kind of knew that for Julian Strother, it was now or never. There was some talk, especially going into the middle of the season, that Julian Strother really didn't do anything to help his draft stock last year. Towards the end of the season, I think his draft stock went up a little bit because of the plays he made down the stretch. But you're talking early January. You know, he might have been a better prospect, or at least viewed as a better prospect, after the season with Chet and Andrew Nembhard going to the draft than he was this year. I don't think putting him in a situation where he would presumably be the number one option without any sort of fallback, I mean, outside of some of those guards, without any real fallback to take some pressure off of him, was going to do anything, you know, miraculous to his NBA draft stock, considering he would be a year older heading into the draft next year if he hadn't decided to stay. So I think him staying in the draft, it was a foregone conclusion. I think everyone knew that he was a borderline late first round, early second round pick. There isn't a lot of room for Strother to actually push himself into that lottery conversation. So with the fact that they already had some other players that are coming in that wouldn't necessarily eat into his playing time, but would change the dynamics of the team, I think, enough to the point where he'd have to learn a new role in that Gonzaga offense, I think he made the right decision to stay in the draft.
I felt like that one wasn't too shocking. And if Steele Venters would have stayed in the NBA draft after deciding that he was going to go to Gonzaga transfer portal, I would have been very, very surprised by that as well. But right now we're just waiting on the decisions of Anton Watson, what he's going to be doing along with Malachi Smith. And I think that these are two very big decisions that should be coming up within the next 24 hours. Heck, I mean, after this podcast drops, they might already have made their decisions as well. But how do you view these two guys? Because I think that both guys are going to be returning. Malachi Smith really did light it up from three-point range, but I think that he's got a little bit more versatility to perhaps show this year. And for Anton Watson, I feel like he was a really good glue guy that doesn't necessarily translate as great to the NBA right now, but if he's back at Gonzaga, he gets that NIL money for one. And two, I feel like he's a very important cog on a Gonzaga team that's going to feature him more this season.
Yeah, I mean, you have two decisions there, right? Because both of them have graduated. They can return from the NBA draft, and that's not a safe bet that they return to Gonzaga. It's not a guarantee, I should say, that if they return from the draft, they return to Gonzaga. There are some rumblings that Malachi Smith was unhappy with his role last year at Gonzaga. Presumably his role would increase this year, but Mark Few has a decision to make in terms of who the three starters are at the 1-3, right? Between if Malachi Smith returns, Steele Venters, Nembhard, and Hickman. If Malachi Smith gets a guaranteed you're going to start, which would mean that Hickman or Venters is relegated to that sixth man position spot, then I think he returns to Gonzaga. But if not, he can enter the transfer portal at any point because he's a grad transfer. Anton Watson, there's been some rumors that he, you know, he's been in Spokane his entire life. He might just want to get a change of scenery. You consider the fact that his two best friends, Martinez Arlauskas and Drew Timmy, are no longer at Gonzaga. Anton Watson might be looking for something different. Do I think that Gonzaga is the best place for them, or at least that they'd have the most success on a team like Gonzaga? Sure. But there's also a team down south with a former coach of Gonzaga that needs a four-man. I could see Anton Watson potentially taking a look at Arizona and playing for Tommy Lloyd. So I think there are two decisions for each of them that Gonzaga fans need those hurdles to be cleared for them to feel confident in their chances.
And you gave a great primer for Arizona because they were very much in the news on Tuesday as well, as I heard the baby crying in the background because there is a little bit of a fear that Gonzaga might be losing one of their guys, and I know that you're a Gonzaga graduate. As joining me on the show, we do have Connor Hope, who does great work over at HXCBB, and that's the fact that Caleb Love, he did decide on Tuesday that he is going to be going to Arizona, and Arizona had been relatively quiet in the transfer portal here in the offseason. It was looking like it was going to be a little bit more of a bear offseason for them, and I know that there were some Arizona fans that weren't necessarily too happy with them, but how do you think Caleb Love is going to be able to fit in with this Wildcats bunch? Because I think that it really needs to be the right situation for Caleb Love, a very ball-dominant guy and a guy with a lot of talent. But at the same time, he does need to be in a system that is going to feature him. And honestly, I think that this was one of the best landing spots for him.
It's probably the best landing spot for him, with the caveat that it also opens up, I guess, an avenue for him to his issues to be even more evident. One of the biggest complaints about Kerr Creasa at Arizona last year was that Kerr Creasa was not a consistent shooter, but that he kept shooting it. That's who Kerr Creasa is. That's who Caleb Love is. And so do I think that the offense that Tommy Lloyd runs at Arizona caters itself to volume scorers to succeed? Yes. But also, if you're giving Caleb Love that amount of volume, and remember, there is no Armando Bacot to man the middle. You've got some good bigs at Arizona, but there's no dominant big that I think you had at UNC that could cover up some of those issues, or at least take enough of those shots and those scoring opportunities away from Caleb Love, where they weren't, you know, they were still on full display. It wasn't to the same degree that there's a possibility that he doesn't succeed at Arizona. Because when you play fast and loose like Caleb Love and you go to an offense that likes to play fast, Tommy Lloyd's really going to have to rein that in. But you're right. Tommy Lloyd missed out on Nembhard, and it feels like he's just won everything since. Arizona fans were doom and gloom after Ryan Nemhard decided to go to Gonzaga. But he brings in Jaden Bradley. He brings in Keisha Johnson from San Diego State and Caleb Love. That is a very, very, very good backcourt in addition to what they already had with Boswell's. I think Arizona's in a good spot. I've seen them as high as top five now that Caleb Love's there. I'm not ready to go that far, but I think top 10, top 15 is certainly in the cards.
No doubt about it. And for Arizona, as you mentioned, they might not quite be done yet as well. That is something that we are going to be watching out for. And that, in my opinion, was so major. And what else is major is that I really feel like the transfer portal is going to be hot and heavy over the next few days, because there have been a lot of NBA draft decisions made, and I don't think that there's been a whole heck of a lot of stunners thus far this process, with a lot of the guys that we expected to return. Like, I thought Mark Sears was going to be back with Alabama. He is going to be back with them. We saw the two Tulane guys decide that they are going to be returning to school. So I don't feel like there was anything that was way off the beaten path that I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck happened here? But with that said, Grant Nelson, I felt like he was one of the biggest decisions, not necessarily for his respective school in North Dakota State, but the fact that he's out there in the transfer portal, guy that put up nearly 18 points per game in the Big Sky. Where do you think he might go? Because I feel like he now becomes one of those biggest names in the transfer portal, along with Ray J. Dennis, as both of those guys pulled out of the draft within the last 48 hours. And these teams that maybe swung and missed early on in the transfer portal, maybe they lose a guy within the next day or two to the NBA draft. You got to think that they're going to be a hot commodity for those teams.
Yeah, I mean, those two are certainly the biggest prizes right now, I think, in the transfer, or at least two of the biggest prizes. And when it comes to Grant Nelson, I'm going to throw my hands up on this one, Greg. He is such a hot commodity and at such a needed position, and does so much that pick his school. Like, any school that needs a three-point shooting big is going to go after him, and I think have a really good chance of getting him. It comes down, I think, to NIL partially. I think it comes down to fit, and it comes down to the ability for him to find his way into the NCAA tournament. You can knock out, I think, schools that have no shot at the tournament. I just don't know with Nelson, because I think every school, with the exception of like a handful that are really set in their front court, are going to be taking a long look at Nelson and trying to get, you know, an official visit out of him.
Yeah, no question about it. Grant Nelson immediately becomes one of the hottest commodities out there. And I feel like there has been a lot of big decisions that have been made over the last 24/48 hours. That's joining me on the podcast. We do have Connor Hope of Heat Check CBB. And no doubt about it, we do have some question marks with Gonzaga. They are one of the teams that they have a lot to gain /lose over the next 24/48 hours. But among the teams that they do have guys facing NBA draft decisions, who do you think are the biggest ones to watch over the next day or two as the deadline comes and passes? Because certainly I think that Kentucky needs to be towards the top of the list with Antonio Reeves, Oscar Tshiebwe, and company. But I take a look at quite a few schools, and I feel like there's a lot of interesting decisions and a lot of borderline guys that just have yet to make their decisions yet.
Yeah, I mean, some of them have already made their decision. Mark Sears, I believe, just this morning announced that he was going to come back to school. That certainly puts a really reliable ball handler back at Alabama. I don't know. Do you know if Pell Larson has announced? Because I think that's a big one for Arizona. Just
not yet.
The Arizona. I mean, if Larson comes back, that Arizona backcourt might be the most talented in the country. Connecticut has a few. I don't think Newton or Jackson have announced if they're staying in or leaving. UConn was a team. I mean, obviously, they won the national championship, but they were also a team that the more players they get back, the higher up into that top five, top three, they'll climb preseason. So if they're looking to repeat, they need at least one of those guys who's entered the draft to return, if not two. So keep an eye on UConn as well.
Yep, and any thoughts on Creighton as well? Because I think that they've got some interesting draft decisions, as you know, they lost out on Ryan Nemhard. I felt like they did a great job bringing back Steve Ashworth, and Ryan Kalkbrenner is going to be back, but I thought Kalkbrenner was going to be back. I think that Trey Alexander is a big maker/breaker for them, because we thought if Creighton was able to bring back that starting five that they had a season ago, they'd be right back in that Final Four run. If they lose Alexander, it sounds like they're already going to lose Arthur Kaluma, as he's in the transfer portal, and he might just stay in the draft in general as well. They've already lost Ryan Nemhard. If they lose three out of those five starters from a season ago, that's really tough for a team that didn't have a lot of depth to start with.
I mean, Trey Alexander was always second. I think Kalkbrenner was always the most important, because Kaluma announced his intention to leave. Alexander, I think, is in a weird spot. He's in a spot similar to Julian Strother, but I think Creighton will provide him with a little bit more opportunity to increase his stock than Strother had at Gonzaga, where he's the guy if he comes back. I mean, Kalkbrenner obviously is going to get his, but last year you saw a lot of Alexander, you saw a lot of Shireman, you saw a lot of Nembhard. If Alexander comes back, I feel like he's the guy that Creighton needs to lean on in the backcourt to push them into that top five, top 10 that people had them at the start of the offseason. I'm looking for Alexander to come back. I don't think he's a first round player at this point in the NBA draft, but who knows? We've seen weirder end of the first round picks than Trey Alexander. So who really knows in that situation?
Oh, yes. I still remember Rinaldo Balkman being drafted by the New York Knicks way back in the day. So, yeah, we can certainly get a little bit harebrained with that regard. And all it takes is for one team to make a guarantee. And that can sometimes really cause things to go off the rails. And I know that we've got a lot of big NBA draft decisions the next few days. And you, Connor, along with all the other great gentlemen over there at HXCBB, are doing a great job taking a look at all of them, being able to break down what it means for all these teams, whether they're losing a guy, whether they're retaining a guy, whether they're getting a guy in the transfer portal as well. So let the good people at home know what's all on tap for you, Connor, and how people are able to follow along with all of your work on social media and other platforms.
I believe Brian's handling most of the NBA draft content for Heat Check CBB. So go check out Brian Ralph on Twitter and at heatcheckcbb.com. We're going to start ramping up the podcast as we get closer to the draft, especially after the draft is really when we start to ramp it up for the 2023-2024 season. I'm just taking the next I just went on vacation, but I'm taking the next month to kind of decide, make decisions with regards to, you know, the direction that I'm going to go with my content for the upcoming season. We're working hard. There is, you know, going to be more content coming out in the next couple of months. Like I said last time, July, August is when we really start on season previews. And that's when we start looking at the next season beyond the draft. So we're only a month away from that time of year.
Yes, we are getting closer and closer. Things are a little bit murky before we know these NBA draft decisions, but soon enough they're going to be known. And that means that we're able to really get to know these rosters coming into the season. We get the lay of the land for college basketball, and then the insanity starts. But a man that does a great job of being able to be sane with all the insanity, that is Connor Hope. He does an amazing job over at HXCBB, and all the gentlemen over at HXCBB do a great job. And he was mentioning Brian Rolf. His Twitter handle is at BRolf33, R-A-U-F-3-3. So there's that for him, as Connor does amazing work every single time he joins this podcast as well. A big thanks to Connor Hope for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. And coming up next, we did see quite a bit of news in college basketball on Tuesday, including some transfer news along with those NBA draft decisions. I'll give you guys a little bit of a roundup of that next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Las Vegas for Cusco Soups with myself, Greg Eames Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get Connor Hope aboard as he does amazing work over at HXCBB taking a look at this game of basketball that we all know and love. Anytime any of the gentlemen from HXCBB join, you know that we're always in for a good time. And I mean, Connor and all those guys over there, they are some of the hardest workers that you're going to find working this game of college basketball. So a big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you a recap of all the news and notes that we saw in college basketball on Tuesday. We alluded to this one with him a little bit before, so I'm not going to go quite as in-depth maybe as I normally would, but Caleb Love, he decides that he is going to be going to Arizona. Long and winding road for him. It looked like he was going to be going to Michigan. By all accounts, that was an admissions little hiccup that is the reason why he did not decide to go there. Now he's going to be heading on over to Arizona, and I think that this is a really good fit. Now, I know that a lot of people talk about Kirk Carissa being a high-volume guy, but I mean, for Kirk Carissa, it's not like he was necessarily the world's biggest scorer in the world, so I mean, it's not like for Arizona, they were necessarily a team that was based around one primary scorer or anything like that, so I do think that they are going to need to have Caleb Love be able to dole out the ball a little bit more, but I do think that he and Jaden Bradley are going to be able to play off of each other very well. Bradley, I feel like, could be a very good facilitator coming in from Alabama. They bring in Keshawn Johnson, who should be able to help things out defensively, as well as I know that Alabama has a decision or two to be made with regards to the NBA draft, but I do think that Azulis Sabellis, he's obviously as good as gone, so I think that that is going to really make things a little bit more crystallized for Arizona. I don't think that they're necessarily done in the transfer portal, but I do think that getting a guy like Caleb Love that was able to put up the numbers that he did last season, which I recognize that it wasn't the world's greatest three-point shooting percentage or anything like that, but I mean, this guy was one of the primary scorers on a team that made the national title 2 seasons ago. Last year, he put up 16.5 points, right around 3 assists per contest. I mean, this guy is able to get a bucket, and if they're able to get him some clean looks, look out below, and look out below for Georgetown as they're getting a supreme cook in. Supreme cook! He was at Fairfield this last season. He was their top rebounder, 13 points, 8.5 boards per contest. He has decided that he is going to be following Ed Cooley, and he is going to be going over to Georgetown. And I believe Ed Cooley was a coach in the Metro Atlantic. Might have been for Fairfield specifically. I forget what school he was at before, but I know he was out there in the Metro Atlantic, so he knows the landscape very well, and it's going to be interesting to see what sort of minutes he does get at Georgetown, because Georgetown brings in Ismail Massoud. He's a 6'9 combo player that's able to pop some threes. Rowan Brumbus should be able to do a solid job in the backcourt, but Georgetown needed a little bit more of something down low with Supreme Cook. He's a good defensive player. I don't think that he's necessarily going to be able to dominate on offense, but an all-Metro Atlantic performer a season ago. This is a solid get for Ed Cooley this late in the process, and being able to get someone like that, that is certainly going to be a high character guy as well. We did see Little Rock get a pair of guys as well. We're going to get into the NBA draft decisions after we polish these guys up, but they get in Kalen Robinson, who was playing last year at Texas A&M, and Mikal Mitchell, one of the Mitchell brothers from Arizona. For Kalen Robinson, a former top 100 recruit, he began his career at Arkansas as well, just really couldn't see the floor too much for his career. He's averaged right around 2 points per contest. In his career, about 34% 3-point shooter, wasn't necessarily too sharp this last season, but at 6 feet tall, he's a little bit undersized for a primary scorer, but at the same time, he's got some relatively solid handles from everything that I saw from him in high school, and I mean, him going over to a school like Little Rock, I do think that he's going to be able to have a big impact out there in the OVC, and for Little Rock, it's a wide-open conference for them, so that is massive. And Mikal Mitchell, he's pretty much the lesser of the Mitchell brothers. This last season at Arkansas, just couldn't find a lot of minutes, 3.6 points, 3.2 boards per contest, while his brother Makai was really able to become one of the main low post players for the team. But you take a look at what he did 2 seasons ago at Rhode Island. 10.5 points, 2.4 blocks. The versatility is not necessarily there with him as it was with Makai, but at the same time, he's able to be a really good low post player in the Ohio Valley Conference. You don't necessarily have a lot of that, so I do think that he's going to be able to go in. He's going to be able to be one of the best big men in the OVC, so this is absolutely massive for them. You've got Tyron Lawrence, in terms of the NBA draft decisions, deciding that he is going to be withdrawing from the NBA draft, and we shall see where his next landing spot is going to be, because with Lawrence, last season he was over at Vanderbilt, but he is currently in the transfer portal. He could return to Vanderbilt. He could go elsewhere as well, and you've got to feel like there's going to be a lot of teams knocking at his door. Last season, he was really able to take off. 2 seasons ago, he averaged just 4 points per contest, was an afterthought for Vanderbilt. This past season, 13 points, 4.5 boards, a steal per game, shot 36% from three-point range, and really turned it on towards back half of the season as well. For Tyron Lawrence, he had some pretty pedestrian performances to begin the season, but you take a look at what he was able to do from pretty much January on. Last 20 games of the season, he shot 40% from three-point range, 15.8 points, a steal, 5.3 rebounds per game. He was really a late riser last season. Lots of upside there. I think that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be in on him, and if he decides that he is going to be going back to Vanderbilt, that would be absolutely massive for them as well. You got this one for Akron. They have their double-double machine in Enrique Freeman returning to school. As for Mr. Freeman, he averaged 16.8 points, 11.2 rebounds per game. He's been a three-time All-MAC defensive player, was the MAC defensive player of the year 2 seasons ago. This is absolutely huge for an Akron team that they're looking to play a slow, grimy style with Enrique Freeman. He's not going to go out on the reservation and shoot threes or anything like that, but you know what? This is someone that is going to be able to do a very solid job of just being rock solid down low for this team, so that is absolutely massive. And then we saw a few guys from the West Coast make decisions as well, because laid out the fact that Caleb Love, he is heading on over to Arizona. Jaden Ledee, he is going to be returning to San Diego State, and with San Diego State being able to bring in Reese Dixon Waters, the fact that they've got so much returning from last year, I do think it's solid. Now, they do lose a few pieces from a season ago, but Ledee follows in the footsteps of Lamont Butler, who decided about 24 hours earlier that he was going to be returning to school as well. And for Ledee, he was a nice primary scorer towards the beginning part of the season last year. He did see a little bit of a fall off in his scoring, but he was able to be a really good glue guy. He was able to do a nice job on the boards as he had 6-plus rebounds in 5 of the team's last 7 games of the campaign. And you want to just take a look at the entirety of the month of March. So, final 10 games of the season, conference tournament, NCAA tournament. He was able to give the team right around 9.5 points, just under a block, 6.2 rebounds per game. Very good glue guy piece for this team. He's always had quite a bit of upside. He's a former top 100 recruit that began his career at Ohio State, at TCU. San Diego State being able to get him back in the fold, it means that their hard-nosed defense, it is going to be able to maintain, and that is going to be tremendous for them. Marcus Bagley has decided that he is going to be staying in the NBA draft. He played 5 games last year for Arizona State. Things were completely fractured. It's just a question of if he was going to be going into the transfer portal or if he was going to be going to the NBA. He has decided to go the NBA route. Really no shocker there. But I think that this one is pretty big as well, as you saw New Hampshire's top scorer and Clarence O'Daniels decided that he is going to be heading back to school. For Clarence Daniels, he was able to be a double-double machine in his own right. 15.5 points, 10.5 boards. A guy that's able to pop a few threes as well. For Clarence Daniels last year, he shot 39.5% from three-point range. One of the more underrated mid-major players in all of college basketball. Him returning to New Hampshire means that there's a little bit of upside for them. The America East has been run by Vermont for a very, very long time, so that is going to be of intrigue to see what they're able to do in the AEC this season, and it's going to be of intrigue to see what happens with Grant Nelson. Nelson has decided to withdraw from the NBA draft. He is going to be deciding where he's going to go to school next. He was at North Dakota State this past season. I guess he could return to North Dakota State. I don't think that is going to be the case. So he's entered in the transfer portal, and this guy at 6'10", he's got just great moves in general. Didn't shoot threes well last season, but he's able to pop threes. As I remember as a freshman, he shot more around 35-36% from three-point range, but 18 points, a little bit over 2 assists, 1.7 blocks, 9.3 rebounds per game, a stat sheet suffer. With he and Ray J. Dennis, who was the MAC Player of the Year last season, he was tremendous at Toledo, both deciding that they are going to be returning to school. That is big for them, and that means that if your favorite team struck out a little bit in terms of the draft decisions, in terms of the transfer portal to start out with, you know what? There's still an opportunity for you. This one I thought was one of the bigger decisions as well. Blake Hinson, I thought that he was going to be back at Pittsburgh. It is confirmed that he is indeed going to be back at Pittsburgh. For Hinson, someone that is 6'7", provided great versatility last season. Took a few years off because he was dealing with some health issues, what have you, but 15.5 points, 6 boards, shot 38% from three-point range last season, so that is massive for them. And this was another one that I thought was going to be coming, but LJ Cryer, who he was able to average right around 15 points per game at Baylor last season, one of the best sharpshooters in all of college basketball, he decided that he was already going to be transferring to Houston. He has decided that he is indeed withdrawing from the NBA draft, and he is going to be going to Houston for this upcoming season. Matthew Morrell, he is going to be withdrawing from the NBA draft, and he is going to be back at Ole Miss as well. And this is big for what is going to be built by Chris Beard, because Morrell is really that one holdover for Ole Miss from the previous regime. And for Morrell, he put up nice numbers last year. 14.5 points per game in just a completely dysfunctional offense in general. He did see his three-point shooting percentage fall from 38.5% 2 seasons ago to more like 30.5% this last season. But that's because a bad shot for him was better than a good shot for so many of his teammates. And Morrell was able to put up some nice numbers towards back half of the season, as well as he towards back half of the campaign. He was able to give the team 14.5 points, nearly 3 assists, shot about 32% from 3-point range from January 7th on. So I really like his game. I think that Chris Beard is going to be able to do wonders with him. We've always seen him be able to get the best out of some of these guards, and I do think that he is going to be the latest of them. You did also see for Ole Miss a nice addition, as Alan Flanagan, who was over at Auburn this last season, he has decided that he is going to be joining the program, and this is a nice pickup, and it has overall been a very good offseason for this Ole Miss bunch, as they also added, figuratively and literally, the biggest player in college basketball, Jamarian Sharp, led all of college basketball in terms of blocks per game last season. Flanagan, if he can refine what he had 2 seasons ago with Auburn during the 2020-21 season, 14.5 points, 5.5 boards, 3 assists, shot about 34% from 3, that'd be very beneficial. As this last year, he was honestly solid down the stretch as well. 10 points, 5 boards, shot about 33% from 3, dealt with just a lot of injuries during that 2021-22 season, but I do think that there's a lot of untapped potential, and I think that that came to the forefront towards back half of the season last year as well, as he had double figures in each out of his final 5 games. And if you want to just really take a look at it from January 7th on, so final 20 games of the season, he averaged 11.9 points, a little bit over a steal, 5.5 rebounds per contest, while shooting 35.5% from 3. Looks like he is now fully back from injury, and he could be a big-time player in this Ole Miss backcourt. We did see this man decide that he is going to be staying in the NBA draft, and that would be Justice Suing. Justice Suing, I thought, was going to be as good as gone as for him last season. He was able to put up some relatively solid numbers, but at the same time, it was going to be his COVID year that he was going to be using up. 12.5 points, 5 boards, shot from 3-point range about 29% for Ohio State. It was just a big, giant mess for them last season. So suing, he has decided that he is going to be staying in the NBA draft. Russell Chewa, he is returning to school. He was at South Florida last season, and he is now going to be going to Georgia. That's where he landed at. In terms of the whole hoopla of the transfer portal, though, Terry Roberts, he is as good as gone, someone that was one of the main facilitators for Georgia last season. But with Chewa, he was able to do a nice job down low, as he was able to give the team right around 7.5 rebounds per game. Not necessarily the world's greatest shot blocker in the world, but for Chewa, him being able to come back to school, going to Georgia, I think that is going to fortify a Georgia bunch that they were one of the worst teams on the glass in all of college basketball last season. Then we did see the two Tulane guys, Jalen Forbes, Kevin Cross. Big question marks with them. Both of these guys, they are going to be returning to school. Now, one of the other Jalen's, Jalen Cook, he did decide earlier in the offseason that he was going to be going to LSU. So that does put them behind the eight ball a little bit. But for Forbes, he was the top scorer for the team last season. As, I mean, this guy was able to put up 18.5 points, 5 boards, nearly 2 steals, shot 39% from 3-point range. And Kevin Cross, all sorts of versatility, 15 points, 6.5 boards, 4 assists. Able to shoot about 30% from 3-point range as a little bit of a combo player. Now for Tulane, they played at one of the fastest paces in all of college basketball. Really didn't have the world's deepest bench. So I do think that for Tulane, a big thing for them is just being able to get a depth piece. They don't need to get anything like magical in the transfer portal. They don't need to get a guy that's going to go out there and get them 20 points or anything like that. I'm sure that they would love to have a player like Jalen Cook to be able to replace with his departure. But at the same time for Tulane, I do think that it should be top of their list to just be able to get a body that's able to give them a few minutes. And they have brought in a few guys via the transfer portal. Jordan Wood comes in from our Kobe King was over at St. John's. Asher Woods was at VMI. I just don't know how these guys are going to be able to acclimate to this system. But at the same time, they are certainly actively trying. And we are actively doing our best to inform you guys as to what in the world is all happening in college basketball right now. Because we've got a lot of draft decisions that are coming down, and I'm going to keep you guys abreast of all of it and let you know what that means for your respective school. So if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at JNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters ZM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. A big thanks to Connor Hope over at HXCBB for joining me in the last segment. I'm coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. And if I miss anything super late night from Tuesday, that'll be polished up on the podcast as well. In conference previews, we should have another one up by the end of the week slash very, very early next week as well. So be on the lookout for that and be on the lookout for another fresh podcast tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.